It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a look at the life of Wisconsin legend, Senator Joe McCarthy.
First, last Friday, Typhoon Haiyan struck the central Philippines, affecting millions and killing thousands of people. It's said to be the deadliest natural disaster in the nation's history.
Countries around the world and organizations have stepped up to help with the emergency response, providing funds, food and water, and medical attention. A lot of individuals around the world have pitched in, and they want to know how they can be the greatest help to the relief process. Here with us to talk about the aid work underway right now is the director of the World Food Program Office in Washington, D.C., John Brouse. John, thanks for joining us.
Rob, thanks for having me on the show.
Can you give us a sense of how the relief is going now, how much food is getting through, and that sort of thing?
I can. You know, if I can frame it for your listeners, they have to consider like Katrina and then Hurricane Sandy just to get an image of how bad this is, and then take it up a notch from there. This is probably the worst storm in recorded history, and so we're dealing with a vast area, hundreds of square miles of damage, and we're building a relief process from there. Right now, we've been able to mobilize emergency relief. We have food on the ground now, and we are reaching people. Yesterday, as an example, we worked together with the Philippine government, and we distributed family packs to about 50,000 people that consisted of some canned goods and then rice. And our goal is to obviously scale that up. We're going to try to reach 2.5 million people for about 6 months. And we're even willing to take it up from there if needs require.
And that I saw on your website, up to 6 months. So this is not something that if there's food supplied for a week or 2 weeks, that's going to do the job. Why so many months?
Rob, this storm flattened a huge area. And as you've seen probably from the pictures in the media, whole towns were flattened, communities were flattened. There's really no infrastructure left, and it's going to take that long to get roads cleared, infrastructure back in place, electricity, water, and then we're going to have to get people back to work as well. We have to help them rebuild their livelihoods, and they can't do that in a week. It's going to take a concerted effort by the international community and the relief agencies, and in particular, of course, the Philippine government, to make this happen.
It seems like one of the biggest challenges in a storm like this is, as you mentioned briefly, the damage to the infrastructure. Even if you get the food ready and available, how hard is it to get it to the people who need it?
That is the key challenge for every aspect of the relief effort. Right now, we have food. The Philippine government has food. We're ready to move it, and we actually have it moving into the area. But then to even get it out of Tacloban, the main town that's been damaged by the storm, it's difficult. There isn't trucking. You have to bring trucks in, which we are doing. We're also bringing in barges and smaller coastal vessels that we can load with relief items and then move around to some of the smaller communities around the various islands.
You're getting it there pretty quickly. Do you just have these emergency supplies on standby in case of a disaster like this, or do you see the storm is about to hit and you gear up quickly? How do you get that response there quickly?
Well, the World Food Program does have a series of humanitarian depots around the world where we store critical items that we can move quickly into disaster zones, and we have mobilized those resources almost entirely. We've drained pretty much everything we have. One particular item that we bring in is a high-energy biscuit, which is a very simple food product that is easy to transport, easy to consume. You don't have to cook it or anything. And you can get those out to tens of thousands of people very quickly. They store for a fairly long time, so they're ideal for this situation.
People often want to know how they can help. I've seen debates online over should I be giving in-kind donations, food, since people need food, or money so the organizations who know what they're doing can buy the needed supplies. What's the best way for somebody listening to help out?
Well, the best way is really always cash, and that doesn't matter whether you're talking a disaster in the United States or a disaster internationally. It's always the best thing. And in the case of WFP, people can go to our website, wfp.org/typhoon, and you can give through the website. But if you have other organizations that you support, go ahead and support those with cash as well. But if you try to donate anything else, you can imagine it just complicates logistics even further, trying to move in other items.
Looking ahead down the road, once the immediate need is gone, as you're still supplying food over 6 months, do you start to help rebuild the food network that was already in place that was destroyed by the storm?
The main job we have is to try to help the communities get back on their feet by giving them stability in the form of food. Generally, the populations themselves get the markets back to work. What we like to do, though, is after a time of giving food commodities to people, there is a point where you need to start putting cash back into the system. So we will undertake a cash for work activities where we will actually pay people to do some of the road clearing, debris clearing activities that benefit their community, but also give them some cash that then they can use to stimulate market development again. So it is very much a part of how we try to structure our responses so that we help the communities at each stage progress back towards normalcy.
In addition to your organization, other organizations around the world and individual donations, national governments, the United States and others, are getting involved. What kind of commitments have you seen from the international community?
Well, for WFP, the international community has been very supportive, very fast. And in the case of the United States, they've given an overall initial pledge or contribution of $20 million, half of which went to the World Food Program, and we're very, very grateful for that. But if I could add, the other thing the United States has done is it's, of course, mobilized the military. And we work very closely with the U.S. military when it comes to lifting commodities to hard-to-reach areas, and we work extremely closely with USAID and the Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance and the Office of Food for Peace. We have a very, very close relationship, and without them, our job would be much, much more difficult.
So I hate to bring up an even worst case scenario. You said a lot of the supplies have been tapped out. They're being dedicated toward the Philippines. How quickly can you gear up for another disaster somewhere else in the world on that scope, or maybe not quite as bad?
No, it's very interesting. When I mentioned the high-energy biscuits to you, we have the factories that we have contracts with. They're gearing up right now. And so we're going to have supplies back in place. The most important thing is that in our humanitarian depots, we have those commodities available to move quickly. You can't produce them at the time of the disaster. You have to have them ready. But now that we know there's a demand, the factories will produce them. And that's the same whether you're talking medical supplies or water and sanitation supplies or any of those things. The international community can produce them. It's having them ready, though, that is the most important thing when a disaster strikes.
John, thanks so much for bringing us up to date. I appreciate it.
Rob, thank you.
That's John Brouse. He's director of the World Food Program's Washington office.
Now we'll check the headlines, and then we'll be back with a look at the life of Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.